So when Modern Warfare came along, I felt like I really wanted to write a love song to all my listeners. At that point, I was just feeling really grateful for the opportunity of how everything had really snowballed, you know, starting out with Game People and the support that I received there, and the people that had been with me from the beginning, the very beginning, from, you know, Press A and Okami and Carl Hyde and all of those songs, and then had joined me in The Escapist, and then, you know, going on to Charlie Brooker and everything that that gave me, taking it to an even bigger audience. You know, every day really I would receive really lovely messages, and I was just so grateful for people's interaction with me and for, you know, listening to my crazy songs and musings that I was coming up with mainly for my own entertainment. But, you know, I was starting to build relationships with some of my fans, like really engaging in conversations with them about their lives and my life. And so when it came to writing the Modern Warfare 2 song, and there was all this hype about the game and it being, you know, everyone queuing up and this kind of madness for it, it just got me to thinking about, you know, how everybody's lives are so interesting and so full of adventure and so wonderful, you know, from the interactions that I've had with my fans, people from across the world, other side of the world to me, and it's like, wow, tell me about your life. And, you know, you think that your own life's really boring and mundane, but actually when you start to tell your own story, it's full of depth and beauty and tragedy and wonderful things, you know. And it does link to how much time we kind of lose in a way playing games in terms of really living our lives, and how scary it is to really live life. I mean, to really be in the army is terrifying, I imagine, and so yeah, so is living life, isn't it? God, like, even, you know, sometimes I find it scary just going out in the evening. And that's what we love about games, is always exploring the element of courage. But it's just ironic that we're exploring that theme in a game, and we so want that quality in ourselves, perhaps. But it's kind of taking our own courage from ourselves in terms of living our actual lives and what we can actually achieve. And so anyway, the comments that I had from people was that was a little bit depressing as a song, and that really wasn't my intention. My intention was for it to be more of a, like, yeah, come on, let's live life, like, brilliant, love you all kind of thing. But you know, there is something melancholic about my songs actually, and about me, and that kind of comes through in this song. And so and probably the video as well didn't help, like going to the laundrette and doing this kind of really mundane thing. And like I say in my blog, I'm really tired on that day. I'm really ill actually, and I was just like a little bit half dead. So there's more details in my blog about how embarrassing it was to dress up as a soldier and be in a public space. I think that's probably, out of all the videos I made, that was the one when I felt like I made the most public spectacle of myself, in the laundrette. I had a lot of onlookers. I mean, also Velvet Assassin, I had a lot of onlookers because I was dressed up in quite a conspicuous way in my sort of wartime outfit with my hair and getting on the steam train, and I was pointing a video camera at myself. And I'm always walking around with my bike as well. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like my bike, my guitar, my camera. I wanted to do something like totally acoustic and stripped back, because actually, even though a lot of them had been really acoustic and really folky, I hadn't done anything that was just guitar and vocal. So I was really strict with myself and like, all you're doing is guitar and vocal, nothing else. I wanted to sort of stick in the old accordion or, you know, glockenspiel or something, but I didn't let myself. And I think that was good to just keep it really simple. But it's a real challenge, because then everything's on show, you know, the guitar part and the vocal part have to be really, you can't hide. And in terms of the comments that I got, I did actually get some messages from people about this song saying, like, wow, this really makes me question how many hours I spend playing video games, and other people sort of saying like, yeah, but life is really mundane, isn't it? And why would you want to live life rather than play a really exciting game? And you know, I totally question that. I totally question that life's actually really mundane. And I think it's not actually. I think reality can be very, very exciting if you're brave enough to keep living on your edge and keep doing things that you're really afraid of. And that really is that's kind of the definition of courage, is to do things that you're afraid of. It's not about having no fear, because you're never going to have no fear, but you can feel it. If you can feel it and do it anyway, then that is the key to living life that is really, really exciting. Here's the song. Hope you enjoy it. Bye.
Rebecca Mays Live is a recording for gamepeople.co.uk. Rebecca Mays appears as herself. The editor and producer was Andy Robertson. Each live track, available from gamepeople.co.uk.